May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being and that has come into being. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Well, I'll just start with verse 3. But not let immorality or any impurity or greed even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, rather than giving of thanks. But this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous person who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore we do not partake with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. And then one more. And this is the message that we have heard from Him. We announce to you that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. If we walk in the light as He Himself is the light, we have fellowship with Him. I was just thinking about the fact that it says in His life was the light of the world. And sin, the power of sin, the realm of darkness that the demonic function in and that are used to destroy lives is referred to in Scripture as darkness. And yet it refers that Christ is the light of the world. Matter of fact, it says His life is the light of the world and the light has come and darkness does not overcome it. Then He says, we're children of light. We're light and we were darkness. We were controlled by the power of sin. Sin dominated our lives. And now we are light in the Lord. And that He says, if we walk in the light, He is in the light, we have fellowship with Him. All that is to say that darkness or the power of sin in our lives, whether, and everybody's sin takes on its own unique expression, each unique personality. Now, I was talking to Ron about something that happened just recently that was kind of shocking to me, but the thing I tried to steward in my own heart was, okay, how do I deal with this without sinning? Because that's really the issue here. I can't control everything, but how do I not cop an attitude, become everything the Scripture says don't become? Don't try to excuse it in the name of something else, and you know, don't be critical, don't be judgmental, don't have this, don't get negative, don't get whatever it's going to be. And the truth is that you can't overcome darkness by wishing you could, by praying about it, by talking it out. That's what I do sometimes. I'll talk it out, and then I finally find myself in the light. But once I've now slimed myself with darkness, everybody else around me with darkness, then I find, okay, I've now gotten tired of that. Now I'm going to find myself in the light. The only way to overcome darkness is with light. And light is a person. In the person of Jesus. And the only way for me to not let darkness overcome, because darkness always brings death, always brings death. Jesus said His life is the light of the world, and darkness can overcome it. And so you don't get darkness out of a room by yelling at it, wishing it would go away, praying it would go away, confessing that it's going to go away, decreeing that it's going to go away. There's only one way to get rid of darkness, and that's not deal with darkness at all. Just turn on the light. This is part of what we talked about Sunday, how we transform by the renewing of our mind. And what does that mean? Beholding His glory. You see, I'm in Christ, seated in the heavenly places. That's where I'm at. And so I look to Him as one seated in heavenly places. So I'm trying to see everything from heaven's perspective. Lord, what do You think about this situation? How do You deal with this situation? And I behold His glory. And His glory is light. And it's everything other than all the junk going on inside of me. And so at that moment, I just thank him, Lord, for his life. I present my bodies as members, as instruments of righteousness and not unrighteousness. And my brain and my tongue are all members of my body. All those things are all part of that. And I'm just reminded that, thank God, that darkness is very powerful and darkness is very scary and darkness is spreading, but the only way to get over darkness is light. One of the things we got to stop doing, we all have to stop doing, is being comfortable with darkness, whatever the excuse might be. Whatever the excuse might be. Well, these are just real thoughts, legitimate things. No, if it's contrary to the glory of Jesus, it's not God, it's darkness. And it not only makes you dark, you become an infector of darkness to people around you. Right? And therefore, we have to walk in the light. And the only way to do that is appropriate Jesus. He's the only one who can overcome it. Wishing you were different and wishing you weren't like this and wishing this was not who I am and how my personality is, that's not going to help anything. It's appropriating Christ who overcomes all that stuff and then wants to manifest himself in Christ-likeness through your personality. One of the things I thought about, Ron, I was in prayer. I came to this conclusion. What was Christ's attitude? The disciples came to him about something like that, and Jesus said, well, if they're not against me, they're for me. I thought, okay, I can be for that because for the part that's for. You understand? As a prevailing attitude. But I can deal with stuff in love and Christ-likeness, but that's part of the whole thing about beholding his glory. Jesus, what do you think about this, and how are you going to handle this? And from that place in the heavenlies, in faith, thank him for it. And then he manifests it. He just does. Amen. It's a lot easier. Fighting darkness is terrible. It's like shadow boxing. You just can't get it to go away. It just makes you dark. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.